I am sure a lot of you know about my frustration with getting stared at and posting my face asking why TF it's happening. I've been dealing with getting stared at for a while now, and it just fucking enrages me that people just stop and stare at me for something completely out of my control. I fucking hate this about humans, and it's even worse for me because I don't even know what it is about me that makes people stare and act repulsed and afraid of me. Anyways, I was walking through town waiting for my subway to be ready, and I walked past these two dudes, one wearing a balaclava, and in a fit of rage I just shouted "WTF are you staring at" to them. They followed me into a small alleyway, and the main guy with the balaclava started getting pissed asking why I spoke to him that way and threatened to knock my head off and all that stuff, and said I'm all twitchy and asked me if I was on crack. I have Tourette. I obviously pussied out and apologized profusely, and they eventually walked off. And that would have been the end of it if I didn't walk out of the alley to get my subway, and they were still there. They went up to me again, and this time he cornered me against a wall and told me to stay where I am and got really close to me, so I panicked and shoved him, and we all had a grapple, and he managed to land a soft punch to my head, and his friend rushed me, and I ended up on the floor, but I managed to quickly get back up and run away, but he grabbed my backpack, so I released it and managed to fully run away even though I dropped my phone in the tussle, and they proceeded to smash the fuck out of it, so I'm using my backup. I eventually got my backpack back because the tussle happened right near a warehouse where these workers retrieved it and gave it to me when I came back on my bike, so I could fucking hightail it if they were still there. What I'm worried about is how much trouble I could be in because of this. From a legal perspective, I didn't get any blows in myself, I just grappled with them, but I technically shoved first, but that was because he cornered me. They seemed young too, but I couldn't tell because of the balaclava, and his friend had a full-on beard and looked older, so I guess that could be a defense if they turned out to be minors. I'm just worried now. I know 100% that it's completely my own fucking fault, so trust me, I don't need reminding on that. I'm just more worried about how much trouble I could potentially be in.